Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
My. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't want any rock crying out in my place. I tell you, God has been so good to the church all week long. Matter of fact, he even did some on yesterday for us. You know what he did? He shined on us. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You get time out for the Lord. Give him time for the Lord. You know, some of us, we do all days, 6 days in the week. We don't never tip our eyes and give him thanks. But I want to tell you one thing about it. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Well, God has been good to the church. He's been truly good to the church. And the church needs to know that he's really looking at the things of what's busy in the world, too. I want to present that again, you know. We believe it's a day that, that we need to lift up God more. You know, things are changing more. People are changing things. We see now they didn't change the law. You know, somebody said, don't deal with the politics, man. Leave that politics where it's at. You know, leave all that political stuff where it's at. But I just want to say this here from the bottom of my heart. God wants us to know in the church what is right. The Bible is right. The Bible is truly right. And there's nothing in the Bible that for myself that I believe wasn't right. I believe everything in the Bible is right. I'm telling you from where my belief is, I don't believe God made no mistake, period. Every word was penned. It was penned because of his heart. And I want to deal with a prayer. You know what I'm talking about? I want to deal with a prayer. And I'm going to go somewhere different with this prayer. I want to deal with this prayer in Luke 11:1-4. Luke 11:1-4. Now, I want you to hear me when we read the words. It's a little different than Matthew 6. But I want you to hear the words, how God, how Jesus has presented his prayer to teach. You know, I love the word of God. You know, a lot of folks say preaching and everything, but I think preaching and teaching go hand in hand. Because if you've really been reading the book, you'll know that's what Jesus did. He taught the word of God. He taught it so much so he made it so plain. Because they asked him, make it more plainer to me. You know, and he tried his best to give them parables so they can understand. So this was another time they would ask him a question. And I don't know how a lot of us feel about things, but I want us to pray for this nation. This world is doing its own thing. This world have a thing that they have unfolded some things was in man's disposal. I believe in a lot of things in life. And one thing I believe in, God is in control, and he is on his way back. You know, we deal with that word cliche the other day. You know, I'm still got my finger on that, you know. But I want to deal with prayer again. You know, every time I've been here, I mean, I think we just need to keep praying. You know, I really know from the bottom of my heart, prayer is essential. Jesus spoke something to the disciples in the verses 11:1-4. I just want to deal with that this morning, not to hold you too long, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I think I was hearing a few things, the guys going out there racing and the guys are having fun and people are doing what they do. I heard about a few wrecks out there, you know, people tow their cars out, you know, and the driver get out and he's doing well, you know. I'm hearing some of that. But I want to tell you something. That racing them cars, you know, you can get another car. Maybe you might can't get another car. But you can't get another life. Whereas if you in one of these automobiles or you're around somebody, man, tell them brothers to get them a helmet, get them a full suit on, and go and get the shoes too, you know what I'm talking about, and put the gloves on, and, you know, and get in there and being safe, you know what I'm talking about. Get your harness, you know, some kind of for your neck, you know, harness or something. So, because the impact, if something happens, because it can happen to the best, you know. Because sometimes you think that they can go down the track several times straight, just straight as an arrow, all one time. There could be a little dew on the track or something, the tire breaking loose, one grab, and here you go on the ride. It killed me when people say, oh, he drove that out. Man, God got that brother out of that thing, man. Some things happen so quick, you know what I'm talking about? You know it had to be, the law had put him off the wall or made it straighten it up. You know, I know some guys have been in a lot of experience things, you know, not to hit the brake, soon it's like it starts sliding or something. You just drive and roll it all out because you can control the steering wheel. Because when you hit that brake and you think you're probably being conscious, you might think you're just tapping, but you probably just lock your front tire so it won't be able to move. So what we're saying is you leave your foot off that brake and just try to drive it out, turn it around, try to get it. And what don't and these things, if you get hit the wall, right, and it'd be on your driver's side, you know, you have to make way when you're in these cars that you can get out on the passenger side. You know, they have so much stuff in there that you got to cross over. It doesn't matter about what's in the way when you're in one of the cars, when you're stuck in there. If you can get a loose and get out that other side, get a loose and get out that other side. What I'm saying, Aldi, you can get burnt up in one of the cars, too, where a lot of you guys don't have fire extinguishers in their cars, the ones that cover you. You know, old school, we got it at our feet, around by the steering wheel, around by the transmission wire, the one that When the fire stick extinguished, it's the kind of one it don't be powered like it don't take away your breath. You know, it just kills the fire, but not you. So you can breathe and get out. You know, some of them things are wrong, but then if you've been ticked right, they'll let you know if you got the right fire stings in the car, and make sure you put that pin in before you go down that track. It don't take it for granted that it might not happen. You could be on the start line that thing and catch on fire. Somebody said, what are you saying, man? We call here talking about God. You here talking about a tick talking, ticking off. I'm telling you, it might be somebody on here that may tell from one of these young cats or old cats or the thing is you've been doing it that way a long time, but you might have been getting away. You know what I'm talking about? You might be getting away. So take it for granted. Nothing is certain. Especially driving these automobiles down that track. And I thank God for it. I thank God for even Ernie Tech Talk that he do later on this week. He gives a lot of information. He didn't have to give, you know, but for the kindness of his heart, he's doing it, you know, expressing the thing. And some people might say it's controversial, but he say, but at least he is coming on there giving what God, the knowledge God gave him to get to the race community. So we pray for history and his business and all the people that belong to that, you know. I did have to say this here. Be safe when you're out there. Thank God. Don't go down that track without praying. Thank God for your trip down there. They could pat you all on your back how much you drove that thing. You better tell them it hadn't been for God riding with me. Because sometimes you've been in one of these old fast cars, it's just like running down a tunnel. You know what I'm talking about? You have tunnel vision. You know what I'm talking about? It goes so fast. You're going up 170, 189 miles an hour, and you hit that chute. I'm going to hit my shoes. I don't care how fast that stuff is going. I'm going to hit mine. You know, somebody told me, you got too many shoes. You don't need all of them. But I'm going to tell you one thing about it. If it's on there, it's going to be deployed. It's going to be deployed. Yes, sir. So I thank God for that right there. I want you guys we're going to lift up the racing community. We're going to lift up the guys out there in the hot degree weather, trying to get the race on and have fun as well. Just pray for the guys, you know. A lot of people, they make it so bad that you don't want to race because they ride you so hard, you know. But it ain't nothing but fun, man, you know. They ride you pretty good when you win or lose. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So this word I'm going to deal with is about prayer. And Jesus had prayed and getting taught them something. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We even thank you for your amazing grace. Well, surely it was you, Lord, who brought us to this appointed time and day. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for just having us. Let us have another day in this hour we call life, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown. And as we come humble to you, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your preached word, Lord. And we thank you for how you come help us as we teach and receive thy word, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we try to present your word. Help us, Lord, as we try to receive thy word, Lord. Remove anything cause us not to hear. Remove anything that causes us not to understand your uncompromising gospel, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we be better to one another, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we love one another more, Lord. And bless that racing community, Lord. Bless it, Lord, that the guys go down, and even the girls go down there safely, Lord, and come back to life. Even their traveling grave, Lord. Bless them, Lord, that they don't take these shortcuts and try to be safe in these cars, Lord. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. Even the ones that might have had a wreck this weekend, told their vehicle out, Lord, that you bless them, Lord, that be your will for them to be coming back. Let it be, Lord. We ask if it's not, Lord, let the Holy Spirit guide them with strength, Lord. Lord, this is a terrible day sometimes when something like that happens, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for their life, Lord. We thank you for what you have done in them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and praying you for what the world is doing right now. Lord, they pass a law, Lord. They overturn the law, Lord. Overturn the law, Lord. And some disagree, some agree, Lord. Lord, but only you know what you want this to turn out to be, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, let your Holy Spirit have his way, Lord. Bless the people, Lord, to understand you, Lord. Bless them, Lord, to make the right decision, because they're the one making laws of the land. You told us we had to obey the laws of the land. But Lord, we just ask you, can you help us with understanding both sides, Lord? In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. The word, Jesus and his disciples. Look what it said. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he was ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. I'm reminded of when we hear people praying, you know, we hear the words come out their mouth, and we hear all the things. Some of them may be tipping your fan to make you think this and that, all about the prayer. But this prayer, prior to the one, for they asked him, he was praying. And as he was praying in this place, they was listening to him praying. And sometime another, somebody asked me, they may ask you how to pray. Teach me how to pray, man. Teach me how to talk to the Lord. Some people don't know how to communicate, right? But let me tell you something. That's all there is, a communication between you and God. The words you say to God, long as it is sincere, long as what you asking him it is sincere, I guarantee you that he's not going to be doing evil now. You can't pray on Brother Eric. You can't do that. He's not going to hear that. You know what I'm talking about? You can pray for Brother Eric. But if you're praying for like things, especially trying to get a closer walk with him, Lord, you don't have to sound like a lot of people you hear sometimes with their long speeches and long prayer. And let me tell you, all you have to do is ask God from short little words sometimes just to tell them, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me right here. That's a form of a prayer. You know, and you sincere from your heart. And you open your heart to what you just asked God to do, Jesus Christ. Trust me, brothers and sisters, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Somebody said, I always ask in Jesus' name. I always ask, but they wanted to be taught because they heard John taught his disciples, and they wanted to be taught how to pray because they heard Jesus praying. Help me, Holy Spirit. And hearing Jesus praying, they wanted to be taught how to pray. So this is how Matthew does it a little different, but this is how I wanted to come over and have Luke penned it. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so as it is in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is how Luke wrote it, but I'm going to back up, so I want you to see something different. Have Matthew's penned it right, and how he got it in a totally different form, right? And when he presented it like this in Matthew 6:9. After this manner, therefore pray ye. After this manner, what he said, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You see the difference between them two over there, right? Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Remember it says, and from the what? And from evil for this kingdom. For thou is the kingdom, the power, the glory, and forever. And this is how he ended it with them. But look what he said if you keep reading. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So after the prayer, it was some things he put some stipulations on a lot of us. A lot of us don't want to forgive. A lot of us, we want to go to God and ask God to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive nobody else. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So Luke says it like this, and Mark put it like this. But it's just a format, a way of prayer, teaching them when you go to the Father. Sometimes we go straight off into it, but he wants us to lift our Father. We got to know which God we praying to, because a lot of people at this time are praying different gods. That's why he said, our Father, which are in heaven. Because there's a lot of people believing the Father at that time is on this earth, and what they were doing at that time is different than what we're doing now. We weren't making a preference. We're not making a cast. And I know they got a lot of religions got different things they worship. Preference, we're not worshiping another object that we've made and made it our God. But he's talking about the one who created heaven and earth. You know, he's letting you know who you pray to. But then as you keep reading and as you keep reading the word, you'll find out that and when you pray into the name of Jesus Christ. You end the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, because nothing can answer without going through the name of Jesus Christ, because he's the one has to stand between you and myself and between God. When God sees our prayer, it has to be through Jesus Christ. What I'm saying about Jesus took our sins, and he took our sin to Calvary, and he took it, and when he took it, he died, and he rose on the third day, as we believe, and he's sitting at the right hand of God, as we believe. And we really believe that every time that you ask God for something, his son right there making a petition. Now, this is what he meant. This is what she was saying, you know, because when we go to the Lord, we call Jehovah, all heavenly Holy Spirit. We call him Jehovah because when he come in, things change. I love this Holy Spirit. See, a lot of folks know how to pray, right? They can sound real good to it, you know what I'm talking about? But sometimes when you hear somebody get in the midst of a prayer talk of the day, about two men went to the temple praying all the time, and the one was talking about, he wasn't like Eric, you know. He wasn't like the brothers and sisters. He paid his tithes, and he did well. But he wasn't like this. And the other one stood up and hit his breast. So I wasn't even worthy to even look at his face. And God asked, which one do you think he heard? The one was more humble. The one who came to the throne more humble. So I want to tell you something. When God puts something in your heart to pray for someone and pray with someone, don't worry about what you're going to say to the Lord. What you do is however you do it, if you close your eyes or open your eyes or you get on your knees, whatever how you do it, be sincere with it. But because when you present it to God, truly want to believe this from my bottom of my heart, it has to go through Jesus Christ. All our prayers have to go through Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you that, as I end it, because I told you I wasn't going to be long with it. I want to tell you this right now because we need to pray more. We need to pray more for peace. We need to pray more for love. And we also need to pray more for forgiveness. We need to forgive more. We need to quit holding on to things year after year after year and day after day. We need to look at this thing. Don't let it hold you down that long. That someone can hold you to a burden that bad, that you said, man, I can't stand her. How can you say you love God and you hate your neighbor? Somebody said, well, I don't hate him, I dislike him. How can you dislike someone you didn't create? Help me, Holy Spirit. They made you mad. The Bible said this here. He said, we're supposed to pray for the one who spiteful used me. And spiteful to me, brother, and I looked at it, that is to the utmost. And it took you to a point that you wouldn't believe somebody would have took you to. You know, and God said, forgive them. That's what it said. And even in scripture, he said, and when you ask him forgiveness, and I'm going to go to look at this one before, he said, and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. That you have to. You can't go to God and have something in your heart with somebody else. You have to lose that. You have to live. You can say it with your mouth all you want to, because a prayer lips say anything. God knows that heart. And once God sees that heart, somebody says, well, man, they talked about me. Man, they run me now. Yes, they did Jesus the same way. You're going to suffer the same way. You can put crosses on. You can put nice suits on. And don't get offended when I'm saying that you can be the best dressed in the church. You know what I'm talking about? That don't get you to heaven. What gets you to heaven is your belief in the death, burial, and the resurrection. And your belief should start changing your way about thinking, changing your way about what? Living. I'm not saying you're going to live perfect. I would not put that on you like that. What I can put on you, have faith. And your faith is going to start equaling up to your walk. It's going to start equaling up. Yeah, you're going to have some days that you might have messed up. I said days. But I find out, especially if you come in here like we do every day, like we do Monday to Friday, and some of Monday through Sunday, and doing what we're doing now, God going to speak to you. It's imperative that you hear what I'm saying. God gonna speak to you, and you're gonna hear. Now it's gonna be up to you, because He gave us that choice. It's gonna be up to you if you wanna receive Him or not. Now I'm gonna do this for the sake of time. Just read for the sake of time. Watch this here. And He said unto them, which are used to have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is to come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. I'm going to go back and get that word. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. And I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his imperturbability, he said he will rise and give him many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find not, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive, and he that seeks, find. And to him that knock, it shall be open. And if the son, watch this here, shall ask a bread of any of you that is fattened, look what it says, is of the father, he said, well, he will give a stone, or he asks of a fish, will you give him for a fish to give him a serpent? Or if he should ask an egg, and will you offer him a scorpion? He said, if you then be even, knowing how, look, watch here, to give good gifts unto your children, how much more should your heavenly Father give, watch here, the Holy Spirit to them that ask him, help me, Holy Spirit. So when God, what he's trying to show us in that parable, but Jesus is in red now, what he's trying to show us in that parable, we make a lot of excuses when it's time to help somebody, when it's inconvenient to us. Don't bother me. Don't bother my, because I'm in here with my children. Don't trouble me asking me that. I can't do that. That's what he made all them kind of excuses. But when God come by and he asks you to do something, and because trust me, you never know when he might come. The Bible says, be aware of a stranger. You might be an entertainer angel. So sometimes you be putting that shield up and telling, I don't want you in my circle or my box. You might be pushing God away. So the brother had to know him to know he, because it was his neighbor. And he said, I just want to have some fun when he come in. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he told us, because the only reason we don't have, because we have never asked. And when you seek to do something and you asking God to do something, somebody said, how many times I should pray to God for a situation? How many times I supposed to really pray to God for a situation? I'm going to tell you just like this now. The Bible said pray without ceasing. Man should pray to, always pray to, that he won't faint. You know, I believe your faith will make allow you to pray as much as you pray, but I also believe that you can look at Jesus, how he did it. He was praying here. They never said the word of that prayer when he was praying to the Father, but it was something that when the disciples heard, they wanted to learn how to pray. And then Jesus taught them how to pray. And when he taught them, if you've been following the book a little while, you'll find out when they pray, they never start off like this. They never did, but they did something with their heart. They believed what they seen Jesus done. And they knew it worked for him, because he said, greater works you would do after I leave. But I'm going to send you the comforter. And the comforter is the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the comforter will bring back to remembrance. So the things they seen and what they do at the end of that scripture 13, he said he will give them the Holy Ghost to them that ask him. That's the only way he's going to help you, the Holy Ghost. I can teach, I can preach. Anybody else can teach and preach, but nothing can teach you like the Holy Ghost. So what I'm trying to say, if the Holy Ghost is working through us, help me, Holy Spirit, if it's teaching through us, and you get some understanding from that, prayer, how you got that understanding, it was through the Holy Ghost. It was nothing that we said so great. It was because you've been reading, that you've been in fellowship with God. Now you understand what you're hearing. So we ask you today, pray. And before you pray, ask God for forgiveness. Ask God, if you do have a problem with forgiving someone, ask God to give you that strength to go to that person and mean from your heart, I'm sorry. Or I receive your apology. You know, go there like that to someone and watch God work it out in your life. Watch God move some things in your life when you know, well, man, he did me like this. She did me like that. Let me tell you how we're doing God right now. We won't take a humble situation that he put us in. Because he said in us, now, I'm through when I say this here. He said in us, we should make peace with all man, every mankind. I don't care how they talk to you. I don't care how they do you. Because everything don't take a rebuttal. And that rebuttal don't have to be a negativity. Watch this here. A soft answer turns away wrath. That sounds so weak to somebody who don't love God. But if you love God, that's not soft. That's just showing humility. You don't have to fight nobody. You don't have to slap nobody. You don't have to give them the word they give back to you. All you got to do is say, man, I'm going to pray for you. Yes, sir. And I guarantee you, if that spirit in them is the same as your spirit, they're going to bag up. They might. And the affronted people look kind of weird with it, but guarantee me eventually they're going to come tell you, man, I was sorry, man. I was sorry when I said it. I said, take the humble way. And your light that shines in you, don't put it on the bushel. Don't hide it because somebody took you to this, we so-called, I'm a man, I'm a woman. Man, that don't mean nothing. Be a man, a woman of God, though. That's what you need to be. If you want to be proud of something, be proud that you're a man, a woman of God. And let God shine through you. For may God bless you. May God keep you. It's my prayer. I would often say this here, and many times I say this. If it was something said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Wasn't understood. Wasn't explained right. Allow me to take my time and go back over it again. If it might be somebody could explain it better. You know what I'm talking about? If you ask the question, you can bring it in. Or if you just want to wave your hand and say, thank you for this day. Thank you for the start of the week of this week in the Word, you can hit the one button. If you don't feel like none of that, we was glad when you came out. We said, we believe this from the bottom of our heart. We was glad when they said, let's come into the house of the Lord. So we thank you, and we love you. And we always say we extend the welcome, you know. And Martha sent something. I see some beetle. Let me look at it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What you got there, Brother D? Let me see this. Okay, sis.
Five finger prayer. Five finger prayer. Can you? Yeah, you know. I'm talking away to phone more mute. There you go. Amen. Amen. I was just talking away. Good morning, my brother. Good morning. Good morning, bro. Good morning. Yes, sir. Just touching and agreeing with my brother once more and again. Glad to be back in the house of the Lord. Glad to be on another anointed program.
Yes, Lord.
Glad to hear the word. And I can say this to you, my brother. Anyone that has ever attended a God service in my time on this earth and was true to there for the word, when they left, they would be able to say that they was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. See, if you go in there to hear the word, you go in there to hear the word, to receive God, you're going to leave with them sentiments. You're going to leave being glad that they said that. I just want to thank my brother again for giving us the word of God, taking out his time to give us the word, because the word is truly needed. The word is truly the way. He is the word, and he is the way. And I want to tell, A. Martha, I see A. Martha's head just as hard as my brother's head. I want to tell A. Martha know that I truly love her. She's an auntie to us all, and we love her. But I see her head just as hard as my brother here. But God is, yes, God is so good to us. It's a blessing for us to be able to attend this service every morning. I just thank God for it. I'll be looking forward to 8 o'clock in the morning to attend. I don't know if you can see the numbers, but I know, like I told you the other day, I gave practically all of my family and some more friends the numbers. A lot of them said they would be tuning in. So when you, if you look on the board, my brother, you see some 662, they probably some of the bosses calling in. Thank God for Jesus. I'm not going to hold you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As always, brother, ain't nothing you can do about it. I didn't hear Reverend Heron this morning. I hope and pray that everything is okay.
He's a little busy, though.
Amen. God, that's good. All right, my brother. Thank you.
So, another?
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to... as you say, it's always confirmation. I heard you speaking on love this morning, yesterday in Sunday school. That was a lesson. They got to reading and listening. That's what it wind up to. God wants love. Not just him, but everybody. If you don't have love for everybody, you can't love him like you say you do. So I heard that you speaking on that love earlier. I was just waiting till it was time, but I can't remember exactly where it was, and I was trying to get my Bible out to find it a while ago. But
Prayer, John.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, you gotta, he wants you to love, and I was. They say thank him for what he done for you. And I thought in Sunday school, I was thinking, you know, you got to thank him for what he didn't do for you, the good time and the bad time, not just because he did it good. I thought, but, you know, I just wanted to speak this morning. I asked to meet the church, the old church.
Come on now.
I got the church, the old church started. I thought it was 9 o'clock.
You better leave it alone. Well, you better leave it alone.
But church didn't start at 10, but I got there at 9. So
Yes, sir. That's how you're doing that job. Don't get that vote time. Come on, come on, come on.
No, I ain't going to tell that story wrong, y'all. I'm lazy at this job. Every blue moon.
We're going to get you fired, man. We're going to get you fired. Come on.
But I just wanted to call Styles on that word love. I said that's what it was about. That's what the Bible is
praise
about.
God.
As I was told
praise
by one
God.
Of my fellow truck drivers one time, the Bible is a love mm-hmm. story.
That's it.
And it's a novel. That's right. Just read it.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
And thank you. I got to catch this call, but thank you all for the word today. Thank you.
Okay, catch it. Man. Come on. Mm-hmm. Reverend? You open, Ray.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Just want to raise my hand and say hello. I had a little trouble getting in this morning. I guess it was my line messing up, but we thank God for this. You know, that's been on my mind about a couple of months now, that this communication. This communication is such a blessing for us to be able to communicate with God. And and like when you talk to them, it's a stipulation to it. You know, unless we forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't mind me paraphrasing, he ain't trying to hear us. We're not trying to forgive.
There you go.
When he gives us a part to do, when we do our part, I'm so glad. I'm so glad he's faithful. He is faithful.
Yeah.
So I thank him for this beautiful word this morning. Let's all pray for one another. That's how we're gonna get God's attention when we care for one another. And when we help one another, God love will flow through us to someone else and strengthen someone else. So just want to encourage you this morning and God bless you. God keep you as our prayer.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for the folks that came in and always come in and encourage us. And thanking God for our Aunt Martha. She gave us some nuggets here, you know, in Reverend our five-finger prayer, you know. That's what she said. One of these things is a five-finger prayer. When you fold your hand, the thumb is nearest you. So begin to praying for those closer to you, your loved ones. Hey, help me, Holy Spirit. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said the index finger is the pointer. Pray for those who teach the Bible and teachers and preachers and those who teach children as well. Amen. I like that. He said, the next finger is the tallest. He said, it reminds you to pray for those who are authority over you, the nation and the local leaders and the supervisor at work. The fourth finger is usually the weakest. Pray for those who are in trouble or who are in suffering. I'll help you out a bit. Then come to your little finger. It reminds you of your smallest relationship to God's greatness. Ask him to supply your need. Help me, Holy Spirit. Whatever method you use, just talk. Look, what's it? With your Father. He wants to hear what's on your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is not the words we pray that matter. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit, it is the condition of the heart.
That's it.
It is not the words we pray that matter. It is the condition of the heart. I love that because what's in the heart, if you're doing it from the heart, it's going to allow you to say the words to him. And most of the things in the heart is thank you. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? I love you. Love it had not been for you. You know what I'm talking about? Everything is not a petition for him to do something, to move something. Because if we seek him first, Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If we truly seek him first, all of those stuff would be added. I love that sister, Aunt Martha. You got, I'm going to try to be here with it. No drifting. Look at this here. I'm reading from the text. Y'all. We have a good reason to stay close. No drifting, y'all. I'm trying to make this up. I can see it, real. Is it our salvation is so great in Jesus that we should have to be ignored? Drifting in our relationship with God is hardly noticeable at first. It happens so gradually. However, spending time and talking with him is a prayer and reading his word, confessing our wrong to him, and tracking with other followers of Jesus. I'll help me with this. Keep helping us to stay anchored in him. As we connect with the Lord regularly, he will be faithful to sustain us, and we can what? Keep evolving to drift away. Drifting away from God. I like that there. Drifting away from God. Stay anchored to the rock. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Stay anchored to the rock. Thank you.
Come on, man.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about. I know you hear Reverend myself and Brother D and Sister Mary and sometimes Brother Tim and some of you've been, I've just seen that some of the people y'all probably hear over here or you might be on the morning, prayer hour. You hear how they pray, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm not saying the words they're saying that I'm not hearing it. I'm just saying that you don't have to sound like none of us. All you got to do is have a sincere heart. You know what I'm talking about? And then back up what you said, bring it from the heart. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And most of the time that we're doing, because we've been asked to pray for somebody. We've been asked to pray for somebody and stand in necessary prayer with them. That's why you hear us might say certain things to God. It's not for you to get clapping your hands and amen to. It's to God's attention to let them know that somebody might need help with their family. Someone might need encouragement. Somebody might need a healing. These are the things we have to do. God might not put you in that situation. But if you've been around this ministry long enough, you will. One day God might have you to do something. Pray for somebody. Not just your immediate family, but someone outside there. Ask for the direction. Reverend, ask for direction. How often do we make the decision we think is right? Without stopping to pray and asking God what choose, look at it, the best for us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Too often we discover that the choice was wrong. And we have to start over. I like that. When you go to God, I'm going to stop and say something. When you go to God, wait on God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Wait on God. And I'm just going to say something in faith real. I want you to really hear me when I say this. God will move with your faith. If your faith is in what you pray for is deep enough to get God to move, trust me, brother, he will move. I believe that. If you're going to worry about it, if you're going to make that promise you just prayed bigger than what you just prayed to the bigger God, all you do is put it into a mode of hovering. Can I say it like that? It just stay there. Until your belief, believe in what you pray for, because there's no mountain, there's no valley, there's nothing in life God can't meet you at. All you got to do is believe and walk on faith. Watch this here. When you walk in faith, my brothers and sisters, you can face anything. So choose to stop. That's what I want to get to. Choose to stop and make the choice to listen to him. Don't listen to when you hear a lot of negativity. When you hear a lot of negativity, maybe some of the negativity is not really negative. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of the negativity you can tell when it's coming from God, because it won't be a way that you're gonna shine from it. It'll be a way that God, you'll stop. Lord, that's for me. Stop saying it ain't for you. It might be for you, and God give you a word to understand what that person said to you. Understand that. Watch this. I'm gonna finish it up when you say this. God, look at this. God already knows which way we should go. God even gave us a map, the Bible. I'm reading that. He gave us people to sit down and try to write it about it with you. Keep coming out. Keep praying for, I like what he said, keep praying for the ones who you believe is God and let allowed to be in your space and spirituality. Keep praying for us that we won't slip and fall and don't get away from the word of God. Don't let nobody fool you. We need prayer. We need prayer. We need prayer. And when we do fall, be there to hold us up. Don't push us down, laugh at us. Pick us up and tell us, get on back on board, my brother. Get on back. The same one praying for you, you might have to pray for them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So we thank you for this lesson. We thank you for the words that went out. Again, we thank you for the love. We thank you for the amazing grace that God has given us today. And we just love you all. And nothing you can do about it. Nothing. If it be God's will, truly if it be God's will, we'll be back on tomorrow. Rev, can you pray for us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, we come with, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Lord, we come after you would forgive us all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, Father. Help us, Father God, to be able to forgive, Father God. Help us, Father God, to show the love you showed us. Bless us to show it to someone else, Father. Bless us to be doers of thy word that you teach us, Father, thy word that you unfold to us, thy word, Father God, that you give us, that you make manifest to us. Bless us, Father God, to be doers of that word, to do your will, Father God. Hallelujah. The way you show us, bless us to follow it. In the name of Jesus, just thank you, Father, for the knowledge you've given us. Thank you for the way. Thank you for showing us a way out of no way. Thank you for lighting our paths, Father. Thank you for giving us a heart to want to please thee. Thank you, Father God, for your strength. Thank you for blessing us to be able to stand in the midst of adversities. Thank you for giving us, Father God, a desire to want your will and your way in our lives. Well, then we just want to tell you we love you, and we thank you. Thank you for the preach word on this morning, the message and the messenger and all those that came and played it a part just to have this service, Father God. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing, Father God, to read it in your word. Now we ask that you bless us to take this with us, Father, as we leave this service. Take it with us, Father, and meditate on it. Hallelujah. Let it make a difference in our lives. Now we ask you for protection. Hallelujah. When we leave this service, no protection, no evil spirits will be angry, but we know you will protect us in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we love you for it. Bless our day, bless our way, give us strength, bless our health in the name of Jesus. Remove any troubled mind or hurting heart. We ask strength for even those that believe in heart. Give them strength. And Father God, even us with a sick of affliction, we ask you to look upon that and add, hallelujah, comfort unto it. Give us that peace that passes all understanding. And we thank you. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it. In the name, hallelujah. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. And we thank God. Amen.
You provide the spirit. you gotta text